KSRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting family members are grieving an American couple church missionaries killed during a gang attack in Haiti.
Gang violence and gunfire erupt routinely on the streets of Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince. Missouri State Representative Ben Baker says his daughter Natalie, 21 years old, and her husband Davy Lloyd, full-time missionaries in Haiti, were killed Thursday night. He says they went to heaven together. Lloyd's sister says she and her brother grew up in Haiti. Their parents are full-time missionaries there. She says the couple and the Haitian director of the Missions in Haiti organization were ambushed by gang members as they left a church and later shot by another group that attacked the home they tried to hide in. I'm Jackie Quinn.
As the Uvalde community held a solemn vigil on the two-year anniversary of the attack on Robb Elementary School, attorneys filed lawsuits against some well-known companies.
As the community held a vigil marking the two-year anniversary of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas, the families of 19 victims announced new lawsuits against Instagram parent company Meta Platforms, the maker of the video game Call of Duty, and the gun company that made the assault rifle used in the shooting, accusing them of partnering to promote and create content designed to glorify violence. They also filed a $500 million lawsuit on Wednesday against Texas state police officials and officers. More than 370 federal, state, and local officers responded that day, but waited more than an hour to confront the shooter. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, the Dow up by 4 points, the NASDAQ rose 184, the S&P 500 advanced 36, oil up 85 cents to $77.72 a barrel. This is SRN News. A Texas megachurch draws a line, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
In a historic vote at its latest general conference, the United Methodist Church decided to embrace gay marriage. Highland Park United Methodist Church of Dallas says no. Pastor Paul Rasmussen has issued a statement indicating that, quote, "We're going to continue to uphold the traditional definition of marriage in our worship venues. It remains to be seen if the UMC will discipline Highland Park for its decision." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The president of Turkey is criticizing the Eurovision Song Contest, accusing the annual event of encouraging gender confusion and threatening the traditional family. President Erdogan describes participants in the contest as the Trojan horses of social corruption and says his government was right to keep Turkey out of the pan-European pop competition. Eurovision has been largely commandeered by LGBT contestants and fans. This is SRN News. Singapore Airlines responds to a deadly mid-air incident involving one of its planes.
The airline will halt meal services and get all cabin crew to buckle up when planes fly through turbulence as part of tighter cabin measures after one person died and dozens were injured on a flight from London this week. The airline says meal service will also now be suspended. That includes hot beverages when the seatbelt sign is on.
Correspondent Rich Thomason reporting. Bird flu has been detected in beef for the first time, but the Department of Agriculture says the meat from a single sickened dairy cow was not allowed to enter the nation's food supply and beef remains safe to eat. The department made the announcement Friday. The virus has been found in dairy cattle in 9 states and in milk. It's also prompted the slaughter of millions of chickens and turkeys, but its presence in beef is a new development for the outbreak. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.